hard to find. But investing in the precious metals is the safest investment of all, because gold and silver is real money. Government-printed currency is not. Call Melody Cedarstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company at 1-800-375-4188. Melody has been helping people secure their financial future for over 10 years. While others in the business claim honesty, Melody will deliver. Give her a call, 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Another edition of what I call American Exposé. I'm Chris Sterner. It's the 2nd of March, 2005. It just amazes me how Darren continues with his directions and his information. His broadcast last night must have been full of documentation and information, as it's on the website now. And I'm just amazed at the directions he took, connecting the dots. Just absolutely amazing information. As a matter of fact, I'm sure I could just do his show tonight myself, and it would be new information in many respects, because of his feed and my feed, and our thought patterns are different, but it all connects to the same situation. We are the UN system. The State Department implements the UN system, and that is just the bottom line. Most don't have a clue. Most don't care. Most are in the dark about what's going on in our country today. Dennis, another major player in the network that I'm forming here, and certainly the information that he's given is up on Saturday's date, where we see government-owned land facts. Very important information. Invasive species. Human actions are the primary means of invasive species introductions. That's right. That is a mouthful. As I look at some more of this in the paper, we see here, dated Saturday, February 26, just last Saturday, Governor Brad Henry, whose education reform proposal is before legislators this session, will find out this weekend how other states are dealing with their educational systems. In other words, Governor Brad Henry in Oklahoma here, and this isn't my state. California's my state, which is even worse. But I'm here in Oklahoma. Henry to meet with other governors. Annual summit focuses on high schools. Henry is attending the annual National Governors Association winter meeting, which started Saturday in Washington. And so they're focusing on high schoolers so they can graduate them into college so they can be indoctrinated into the global community, into the global neighborhood, so they can have jobs in the future when they graduate from college to implement Agenda 21. Plain and simple. That's why this is so big and monstrous and why it's still the best-kept secret in the world, because talk show hosts don't do their research. Producers for talk show hosts do not do their research. They don't connect the dots. Otherwise, Agenda 21 would be known to everyone, listeners. Everyone would know about Agenda 21, and they say, why are you doing this to us? Well, and certainly this entry that we've got here that Dennis sent, welcome to invasivespecies.gov, a gateway to federal and state invasive species activities and programs. Certainly Tim talked about this a long time ago. Invasive species can be plants, animals, and other organisms, such as microbes. And here, once again, listen carefully. Human actions are the primary means of invasive species introductions. What are human actions? Global trade, listeners. Global trade is bringing invasive species from other countries into this world, or into this country. So human actions are the primary means of invasive species. I don't know how else to connect that dot. At least they don't say humans are the most invasive species of all, which they don't. So Governor Brad Henry is dealing with the Governors Association meeting. They're training the children to be good global citizens, to go to college, to be good global citizens. Employees after they graduate from college. That's what this is all about. No doubt about it. In my thoughts, that's what it's all about. Also on Sunday, we see anti-tobacco pact needs work, UN ex-official says. A global anti-tobacco treaty that comes into force today. The 27th of February needs strengthening fast if it is to curb a killer that claims 5 million lives a year, a leading expert said. Why would they be so concerned about this when they want to reduce the population? Population reduction is a major agenda, but that they're not going to tell us, and that's the mess in place. Dr. Derek Yauch, the World Health Organization's former anti-tobacco chief, who oversaw the drafting of the treaty, hailed the accord known as the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control as a first step. However, he told the Associated Press in an exchange of emails Thursday and Friday that the treaty lacks protocols, additional agreements that toughen it in specific areas. Quote, the framework without protocols is toothless, end quote, he said. Quote, preliminary work on these is over a year from being discussed, let alone planned for, end quote. Now, professor of global public health at Yale University, Yauch, Y-A-C-H, Yauch, was deeply involved in 4 years of often bitter negotiations brokered by the UN Health Agency. The treaty, which was finalized in May 2003, aims to substantially reduce the number of deaths from tobacco-related illnesses. Of the 168 countries that signed the accord, only 57 have so far ratified it, they say. Amazing. More UN control coming into place, being implemented by the State Department. That is everybody's primary concern, or should be, if you want to get to the bottom of what's going on in this country today. on February 28th, Monday. Senator Joseph Biden says any Democrat who wants to run for president in 2008 should keep in mind these three words. Hillary Rodham Clinton, quote, "I think she'd be incredibly difficult to beat," end quote, the Delaware Democrat said Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press. The former First Lady and Democratic Senator from New York insists she plans to seek re-election in 2006. However, speculation persists that she might run for president in 2008. Quote, "she is likely to be the nominee," end quote, Biden said. He said he is thinking about running again 20 years after his first failed bid because, quote, "there's a lot at stake," end quote. Bill and Hill on the Hill. Bill Clinton, Secretary General of the United Nations. Hillary Clinton, President of the United States. Can you think of that in 2008? It could be a reality that will come true. Same date, February 28th, Monday. Out of the United Nations, 10 years after a landmark UN conference adopted a platform aimed at global equality for women, the United States is demanding that a declaration issued at a follow-up meeting make clear that women are not guaranteed a right to abortion. Amazing. That's because of the conflict and confrontation and controversy over murder. Abortion. Starting today, a high-level UN meeting attended by more than 100 countries and 6,000 advocates for women's causes will be taking stock of what countries have done to implement the 150-page landmark platform of action adopted at the 1995 UN Women's Conference in Beijing to achieve equality of the sexes. Insanity at its greatest, being implemented at its honest today. Most have no clue. Most could care less. That is a sad commentary to have. Because without understanding Agenda 21 and realizing what's being put in place, without most people not paying attention to this, you lose it all. You lose every bit of everything. You don't have a clue of the implementation process going on. Part of Agenda 21, as I covered some days ago, EMERALD, Environmental Management Exchange and Resource Alliance for Local Development. EMERALD incorporated the UNEP, the Murdoch University, the UEMRI, the RIET, City Solutions Network, which created the pentagram with the RIET pointing down at the bottom. EMERALD. Don't know whether you even have it up on the website yet or not. There's so much going on, so much being done by Darren. He can't keep track of everything. And neither can I half the time. Understanding this is hopefully you're understanding our situation. The Terry Schiavo situation is a disaster, an absolute disaster. And I'll be back. Thank you. Okay, I'd take a quick break there. Here we see Russia-Iran sign agreement. Iran and Russia ignored U.S. objections and signed a nuclear fuel agreement Sunday that is key to bringing Tehran's first reactor online by mid-2006. The long-delayed deal, signed at the heavily guarded Burshahr nuclear facility in southern Iran, dramatized President Bush's failure to persuade the Russians to curtail support for the Iranian nuclear program during his summit with Vladimir Putin on Thursday. Well, what else is new? The controversy between the U.S. and Russia always continues, always did through the Cold War, does today. Under the deal, Russia will provide nuclear fuel to Iran, then take back the spent fuel, a step meant as a safeguard to ensure it cannot be diverted into a weapons program. Iran also has agreed to allow the U.N. Nuclear Watchdog Agency, the International Atomic Energy Agency, to monitor Burshahr and the fuel deliveries. Well, the Middle East mess is by design, as most of you realize. If you don't pay attention to this, I'm sorry that you don't, because this is a major situation. The Middle East is a major melting pot for controversy going all over the world. World War III, in other words. I'm sorry that we have people killing each other all the time. Death follows this country wherever it goes. The way it's being implemented and maneuvered, it's a sad, sad commentary. Sad commentary. I don't see that the Kyoto Protocol is on the website any longer. We always have to keep up to date on the Kyoto Protocol, because they are working with emissions trading. Situations like this are very, very critical to get to the bottom of and keep attuned to. And I'm certainly sorry it's not there at this point in time. It's probably hiding somewhere. But we move on. From Kabul, Afghanistan, the U.S. military is bracing for a fresh surge in militant violence in Afghanistan, a spokesman said Saturday. Taliban officials have rebuffed a U.S.-backed amnesty program and vowed to go on the offensive as the weather improves after a particularly harsh winter. 10 militants were killed and a U.S. soldier was injured Thursday in clashes in southern Afghanistan. What is this over? You know, what is the whole point of this Afghanistan move? When Russia had an Afghanistan, which was called their Vietnam, well, they lost 15,000 compared to our 58,000 in our Vietnam. What's the setup now with this scenario over there? Local officials also reported that 9 Afghan troops were killed in a separate clash, but the Interior Ministry disputed that account Saturday, saying the 9 men were armed men with no connection to Afghan security forces. Other reports of the deaths, purported Taliban spokesman Malua Latif Kami claimed responsibility for the attack. Major General Eric Olson, the number 2 American commander in Afghanistan, said Friday that about 100 militants had approached U.S. troops to seek a truce so they could return to their homes in peace. Olson said the officials were working on about 20 to 30 cases, but said there were no real senior guys among them. Others may have approached the Afghan government, he added, but warned against any premature reduction in the 18,000-strong U.S.-led force here in Afghanistan, even if militants mounting only a feeble spring offensive. Neither a 9,000-strong NATO security force in Kabul and the North, nor the fledgling Afghan National Army is ready to take up the slack should the coalition weaken. He said in an interview after visiting U.S. troops in remote bases near the Pakistani border. NATO, part of the U.N. system. Major part of the U.N. system. Well, on the discount gold and silver trading hour that I did for Melody Cedars from yesterday afternoon, I quoted from Judith Moriarty, Global Land Grab Coming Soon to Your Neighborhood. Judith Moriarty, we're going to try and get this up on the site so you can read it yourself. She connects the dots very, very well to the whole situation from Richard Nixon up to the present about how all this has come together with Agenda 21 and regionalism. The Terry Schiavo situation is a disaster in the making. Why in the world, with all the evidence that's in place, should the husband have any kind of condition over his wife? Why? Why is he so concerned about this? And certainly others are way on top of this more than I am. I've stayed focused on Agenda 21. This is part of that, to a certain extent, where a judge can determine who's going to live and not live. Terry Schiavo apparently was brutally beaten to put her in the vegetative state that she's in now. Has nothing to do with bulimia, apparently. And the controversy over this should continue because judges are lawyers in black robes. And this is why I talked to the, you know, Bob Bertrand, constitutionalguardian.com. He's on the website. In our partner sites, and you know, he's thoroughly upset with lawyers running for office, and we should all be upset and uptight about that. That appears to be a prerequisite to run for office is to be an attorney. That is ridiculous. I'm going through some of the paper here because I want to clear my area off, and I want you to understand that some of this is just local, but if it's local here, you have to be connecting to your local paper and see what the implementation is of Agenda 21 in your communities. And we see here, dated February 25th, Friday, 43 Oklahoma schools will share more than $1 million in federal grants for showing reading and math gains. State Board of Education members Thursday approved a plan for providing Oklahoma Academic Achievement Awards to Title I schools under the No Child Left Behind Act. That certainly connects a dot to Agenda 21. At this early age of children, they're being taught all facets of Agenda 21. They're being taught to be moving on in the future to be good employees in the federal system to enforce Agenda 21 and its dictates and mandates. The program is an expansion of the Title I Distinguished Schools program. Earlier this month, the department recognized several schools, and I'm not even going to bother mentioning them, schools that received financial awards Thursday had improved reading and math scores in spring 2004 state-mandated tests. Awards presented Thursday totaled $1,064,254. A base amount was given to each school, and additional money was presented based on enrollment. The program recognizes schools that exceeded testing benchmarks or made gains in closing the achievement gap among student groups. Well, that's okay. But why is it so screwed up to begin with? What did they do? They got rid of phonics out of the schools. Phonics is what teaches you to read. They don't teach phonics anymore, or maybe they do now. But the Hegelian dialectic runs the world. And the more people understand this, the better. I see here lawsuit reform bill Republicans say will improve job creation and decrease health care costs, passed along a party line vote Thursday in the House, with opponents saying the bill goes against Oklahoma traditional family values. House Bill 2047 would limit attorney fees, enact a $300,000 limit on non-economic damages, and make businesses immune from liability 10 years after their product is bought. It also includes an immunity provision for public school teachers, who supporters say are afraid to maintain discipline in the classroom because of lawsuit fears. Well, that's a pretty shaky situation, isn't it? Children could go to school and tell the teacher that their parents spanked them, or one of their parents spanked them, and that parent could be behind bars that evening if the circumstances are in place to make that happen. Sad commentary to have. Also on Friday, February 25th, South Korean troops are photographed here saluting during a farewell ceremony Thursday for the dispatch to Iraq at the military base in Kangrul, south of Seoul. About 1,700 South Korean troops will leave for Iraq to replace other troops operating in Erbil in northern Iraq. What is this? This is the UN system under the guise of the coalition. That's all this is. A Middle East mess is what we're talking about here. And certainly way back in February 25th, the controversy between Bush and Putin. Just ridiculous. Struggling to repair troubled relations, President Bush prodded Vladimir Putin on Thursday about Moscow's retreat from democracy. But the Russian leader bluntly rejected the criticism and insisted there was no backsliding. And the bottom line is, Russia will always be a communist country. And what's the difference between communism and democracy, listeners? Not a whole hell of a lot. And that is the sad commentary to have about all this. Not a whole heck of a lot. Understanding this is most important. And realizing it is your responsibility. Most imperative. There was a quake in Iran again recently. Every time there's an earthquake, every time there's any kind of weather anomaly, you have to wonder, was it created or not? That's the stage we're in today in our country and the world. Was it created? And how are we ever going to know when we're kept in the dark about so much? According to WorldNet Daily, which is on the website, AmericanExpose.com, leaders of a UN internet panel said they hope to set up a global system where cyberspace would be under the control of the United Nations. I've been talking about this in the past as well. And I'm sure they connect to ECOSOC, and maybe they don't. The committee, which was set up in December 2003, is laying the groundwork for the UN-sponsored World Summit on the Information Society, where a final decision on the control of the net will be determined, stated a Reuters report. It is very, very important for people to get involved in waking up their country about what the perils of the UN system is doing and how it's being engineered before you can't do it anymore at all. And that is my last word before the pause.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and are not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
Be sure to listen to the Church at Kaweah every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. Pacific Time. The Church at Kaweah is a Lordship Church under the sole authority of Jesus Christ. You may contact the Church at Kaweah by calling 559-561-4860. That's 559-561-4860. And let them know how much you're being blessed. Thank you.
Imagine that this is your daughter.
What do you want?
Now you get to decide how this scene ends. Or...
Stop, Earl!
Some misinformed people want to take away your daughter's choice between rape and self-defense. We're pro-choice on self-defense. Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. JPFO.org.
If you can hear my voice, you are listening to the Worldwide First Amendment Radio Network. If you would like to continue hearing these programs, there are several ways that you can help. One, you can make a donation or subscribe to your favorite program by going to firstamendmentradio.com on the Internet and follow the instructions there. Two, you can sponsor your favorite program with your business advertising dollars or spend your dollars with those businesses that advertise on your favorite programs. Three, simply call in on live programs and tell them that you are listening on firstamendmentradio.com. Now anyone can do that one. You can find the call-in numbers on our schedule pages at firstamendmentradio.com. Thank you for listening.
Record budget deficits, bankruptcies galore, and the U.S. dollar is at an all-time low. With today's gloomy economic outlook, safe investments are often hard to find. For over a decade, Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company has been helping people secure their future by investing in the precious metals. Melody has the honesty, integrity, and experience that is often lacking in the precious metals business. Let her put it to work for you. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Welcome back to the broadcast. As I continue, this article by Judith Moriarty that I covered yesterday on the Discount Gold and Silver Trading Hour that I do for Melody Cederstrom, and she needs your support, listeners, at 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Support her. She has the integrity. I don't know about the others. I know some out there that don't have integrity. And certainly, I'm not at liberty to talk about it yet, but sooner or later, it'll come out. UN peacekeepers kill 60 militia in Congo. The word militia is being vilified for our consumption, just like every leader of every country is a president for our consumption. Keep that in mind. Get that through your heads, listeners. Ultimately, it will come to this country to nail what's left of this militia in this country, which was designed from this country to protect this country from oppression, an oppressive government. And the propaganda machine continues today. UN troops killed as many as 60 militiamen in a stepped-up campaign to clear northeastern Congo of rogue gunmen who have preyed on residents and are suspected in the recent slaying of 9 peacekeepers, UN officials said Wednesday. This is dated March 2nd. Listeners, it's an AP article from the Associated Press, the press of associations, the controlled media. The peacekeepers, oh boy, peacekeepers, backed by an attack helicopter and responding to fire, killed more people than in any other operation during their 6-year campaign in Congo. And they are wearing blue helmets. The helicopter is white with UN on it. You better believe it. I don't see it here, but I know it's that way. I see a soldier. I see several soldiers in the blue UN berets. Just because our soldiers don't have the blue helmets on doesn't mean it's not a UN operation in Iraq, in Afghanistan. Look at the documentation about what's going on in Iraq, which we have on our website. Tuesday's battle between 242 Pakistani peacekeepers and militia fighters broke out at a heavily fortified militia camp near the village of Loga, 20 miles north of Bunia, the capital of the lawless Ituri province, said Colonel Dominique Domenage, spokesman for the UN forces in the Congo. Quote, while an operation we were fired upon, so we immediately responded, and quote, he said, peacekeepers returned fire and called in an attack helicopter. Domenage said. He added that between 50 and 60 militia members had been confirmed dead. Two peacekeepers were wounded and evacuated to South Africa, UN spokeswoman Elaine Nabia said. The operation marked an aggressive shift in the way the world body is tackling its mission to shepherd Congo towards peace and stability after years of accusations that UN peacekeepers have been ineffective. See how you have the Hegelian dialectic working there. The Hutus and the Tutsis in that battle back in 1994. Well, the massacre was in place. And who knows who was behind that. But yet now the world wants the UN to be more responsive to these directions. So the buildup of the UN system continues. We're the coalition. We are the UN system. The State Department implements the United States mission to the United Nations. It's all there. It's all easy to see and document. It's your responsibility to carry on with the information. And this is a gigantic article. I don't even want to spend any more time with it. UN peacekeepers killed 60 militia in Congo. That is the key. Because the word militia is being vilified on purpose. Because the people in this country have to accept the fact that the militia here is bad for America. The UN system is good for America. And that's what's being engineered here with all this propaganda from the AP. The world is awash in disaster and messes and created scenarios. We lived through one in Vietnam, a major created scenario. We were engineered to lose the Vietnam War. We left Vietnam, South Vietnam, to protect itself. We stopped sending Vietnam, South Vietnam, the bullets for their guns. Henceforth, they didn't have any bullets for their guns. They couldn't defend themselves. Communist Soviet Union and Communist China supplied North Vietnam with their weapons and tanks. And we know the outcome. Around the end of April of 1975, South Vietnam fell, and now it's Saigon is called Ho Chi Minh City. As there's a Ho Chi Minh Memorial Park in Berkeley, California. Can you believe it? You can when you understand communism. And how all 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto are being implemented here in America right now. That is the situation. the sad commentary to have. The messy scenarios that have been directed to us and at us. Sad commentary to have. We have setups where our economy is going under. Here we see weak dollar may put more U.S. cars in other markets, dated February 22nd. Thanks to its depreciation against the euro, yen, and other foreign currencies, the dollar may not go yet as far these days, but the cars and trucks being built with it may begin to go even further. Automakers are looking to step up production here and ship more U.S.-built vehicles to North American markets. I'm sorry, to non-North American markets, in part due to recent currency swings. Currently, U.S. exports remain minimal. In a good year, about 400,000 cars are shipped to non-North American markets. Maybe not. At this point, we see here GM shuts plants to reduce inventory. General Motors Corporation is closing four different assembly plants next week, including its high-profile Grand River plant in Lansing, Michigan. The heart of the company's efforts to rebuild the Cadillac brand and to build, got to have products that will appeal to new buyers. So GM shuts plants to reduce inventory, to save money, because of the global economy, listeners. And that's certainly a sad commentary. Dated March 1st, family members have filed a new flurry of legal motions in the case of Terry Schiavo, the brain-damaged Florida woman, in the center of a right-to-die case. It ain't no right-to-die case there, buddy. I would call it a right-to-live case, listeners. The parents want the daughter to live. The father or the husband has no right to let her die. So in one of these filings, Schiavo's parents asked a judge to allow the woman to divorce her husband even after she dies. Oh, wow. Bob and Mary Schindler's motion accuses Michael Schiavo of adultery and not acting in his wife's best interest. The Schindlers have less than 3 weeks to find a way to keep their daughter alive before her feeding tube is removed. She doesn't need a feeding tube to eat. The husband is an evil man, apparently. And certainly he shows all sorts of demeanors of being just that, an evil person. I feel sorry for the woman that's with him right now, because what he did to Terry, he'll do to her someday, more than likely. People can be so evil. March 1st is the date. Out of Janesville, Wisconsin, General Motors says it will not operate its sport utility manufacturing plant in Janesville for the seventh week this year. Sluggish sales of its SUVs has caused the shutdown. The automaker told the plant's nearly 4,000 workers yesterday that the plant will not produce Chevrolet Suburbans and Tahoes or GMC Yukons the week of March 14th. So the picture continues. Last year, sales of those models fell. Suburban sales dropped nearly 12%. Last week, GM chief executive Rick Wagner said high gas prices are probably hurting sales of the big trucks. The laid-off workers will receive 95% of their usual take-home pay, with unemployment insurance and supplemental pay are combined. Sad commentary for our country, the global playing field, the global economy. The mess is in place. Dated February 18th, From the AP, wholesale prices rose 3% or 0.3% last month as the cost of everything outside of food and energy jumped by the largest amount in more than 6 years. What else is new, listeners? What else is new? We're embroiled in this UN system in America. The design is to lower our standard of living. Well, supposedly, the other country's standard of living is rising. But I don't think that's the case at all. In most respects. I always seem to keep this article handy. But before I get to that, let's get to this that I've been saving for so long. Dated January 29, 2005. Here's a picture of actress Sharon Stone, who's applauding during a preliminary session during the annual meeting of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Sharon Stone, interpreted a discussion of funding the war on poverty, pledging $10,000 to buy mosquito nets that would help Africa battle malaria. She challenged the audience to join her in a few minutes, and in a few minutes had accumulated promises of $1 million. How insane is that? Somewhere I'm reading that, and I'm so full of paperwork now, I can't find anything. The fact that there's more people in poverty today than any time in history, and that is an easy creation to make that determination. It's easy to see that this has been done, and on purpose, by design. The major tsunami that happened, that is out of the lamplight right now, is an ongoing disaster. But sustainable communities will be built. Core wilderness areas will be created. No doubt about it, they will be created. And what other tsunamis are going to be set off, or other disasters, to bring about more global control? That is a sad, sad commentary to have. The Law of the Sea Convention is on the horizon. And the Bush administration is going to ratify it. Condoleezza Rice said she's going for it. We need to spread the word about all this UN situation of any sort that's going to maneuver us into totalitarianism that's being directed at us and on us. Agenda 21 is the best way to educate people. Agenda 21, and all you do is tell them to go to Google, punch in Agenda 21, and see what comes up. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of hits connecting to Agenda 21. That is what is being directed at us and on us. Without people understanding this direction and realizing what it is all about, we have no chance in educating others. I see here dated March 1st. This coming from Environmental News Service. The government of Iran has rejected a request by the United Nations Nuclear Watchdog Agency to make a second visit to the Parchin military site, which has been linked in allegations to nuclear weapons testing. A senior agency official said the Parchin incident is the latest twist in a chain of events that began 2 years ago when it became clear that Iran had for many years concealed its nuclear activities in breach of its legal obligations under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty from the United Nations system. So where do you draw the line in this one? Russia will side with Iran. The U.S. will side with Israel, I suppose, and everyone else that's on board. They're either on board or they're blown to bits. You know, that's the way it seems to go. But it could be that you know, Russia and the U.S. will be allied together to go into Iran. Who knows what's going to happen out of this? Iran is the next target, apparently. And certainly I have this resolution from, shoot, when is this? March 12, 2003. Expressing the sense of the Senate concerning the continuous repression of freedoms within Iran and of individual human rights abuses, particularly with regard to women. Senate Resolution number 82. There's another one out now. I don't have it with me. I did earlier, but it's not here now. Moving on, dated March 1st from Environment News Service, the world's first privately owned mechanism set up to help corporations and governments purchase greenhouse gas emissions credits and comply with their treaty commitments, was launched Monday, joining the booming field of greenhouse gas emissions trading. What is that all about, listeners? Does anybody understand what greenhouse gas emissions trading is all about? The participating companies are engaged in electricity generation, chemical manufacturing, oil and gas production, and gas transmission and distribution. Absolutely amazing stuff, people. Same date, March 1st, 2005. Yesterday, the Bush administration's regulations to limit water pollution from factory farms violate the Clean Water Act and must be revised, a federal appeals court ruled Monday. The court found the regulations failed to ensure that factory farms would be held accountable for discharging animal waste into the nation's waters. Here we see, same date, the timber industry rewrote a comprehensive plan for managing 11 national forests in California and Nevada. Under the guise of a U.S. Forest Service process, according to a legal claim made Monday by Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, the California Attorney General and conservation groups each have filed separate lawsuits challenging the new management plan. Oh, let them have it. Let them do it. Let them go. There they are. Environmental groups, people. Environmental groups. It's a real mess. It's a sad commentary to have. From, where is this coming from? News24.com. I presume this is out of South Africa. Jan Lemprecht sent this. AfricanCrisis.org. 36 countries worldwide face serious food shortages due mainly to conflicts and bad weather and need external assistance, the Food and Agriculture Organization said in a report Monday. The Food and Agriculture Organization is the FAO from the United Nations. Listeners, 11 others face unfavorable prospects for their current crops, the United Nations agency said. Quote, the causes are varied, but civil strife and adverse weather predominate, end quote, it said. Adverse weather, weather modification, environmental modification. We can't get to the bottom of it. We can't prove it. It's being done in these countries, but we know it can be done because there's treaties dating back to 1977, where countries had to sign treaties not using environmental warfare on each other. So Russia continues to break treaties. Whatever treaties they make, they break all the time. Russia is no different than it was when it was the Soviet Union. They just changed their name for our consumption and moved into something called democracy for our consumption, because the ultimate end goal, according to Rowan Gaither and the Ford Foundation way back when, the ultimate goal of the Ford Foundation is to merge this country with Russia and maybe China now, because they own us economically. That's why I find it very, very difficult to believe that this United States of America will be a war zone. It may be a minor war zone to get rid of the remaining militia in this country. Those that have still have a backbone to stand up for their country. We don't know what it's like to have lived under our Constitution because it's been suspended under a state of emergency. That happened in 1933. We've had a president as a dictator ever since, with presidential executive orders and dictates and mandates and presidential decision directives, things like that, that we aren't privy to. But yet we're being maneuvered and manipulated into accepting King George Bush right now and what he's doing. But it would have been a lot worse than Al Gore. This is a lot better than Al Gore being the president of this country. Just a little bit better. A little more time to educate others. If you're not involved in educating yourself to educate others about Agenda 21 and the move in place, if you're happily sending your sons and daughters off to war in Iraq and Afghanistan and other parts of the world, I feel seriously sorry for you people. Because understanding what's being directed is most important today. If you stay in the dark and listen to CNN, NBC, ABC, Fox News, you pay attention to what you're hearing there, you're seriously behind in the learning curve of what's going on today in the world. That is the best thing I can leave you with now, because we're out of time. But this information about countries having starving problems and the fact that weather is attributed to it, I've said it all along, weather modification, environmental modification, what is it? What's HAARP doing? Is it the Hegelian dialectic that's moving along? It says in the Sudan, the UN agency estimated that the harvest would be below average due to conflict and drought. Isn't that the way it is? Conflict and drought. Conflict and drought. Sad time to be giving you sad news. When we have sons and daughters and fathers and mothers and boyfriends and girlfriends off to Iraq to die and patrol for the UN system and the IMF. It's all very well chronicled on AmericanExpose.com. The new web direction to the website, StopAgenda21.com. Apparently Charles is going to go on the bumper stickers. Good for you, Charles. Thank you very, very much for helping to wake up our country a little more, like the rest of us. The rest of the handful of us are trying to do. Because without your help and assistance, it would be much more difficult to make these bumper stickers. And I sure appreciate your efforts, Charles, Darren, Dennis. Handful of us out there trying to do the best for our country. And we'll continue. Because without us, what would you have? Good night. Until tomorrow. Don't forget Melody Cedarstrom, 800-375-4188. I'll be on at 3 p.m. Central Time tomorrow afternoon. Go to WBCQ.com to hear on the Internet the show, WBCQ.com, listeners.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago,